No. Nothing.
Well, so everybody else is.
Yeah.
Anybody on or?
Nobody's on. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we should not make John go last tonight.
Okay.
He's
John, do you want to go first?
John.
Do you want really? I'm not
Yeah, actually, it's Peggy.
Yeah. So you don't have to.
I don't have a treasury report
You don't.
That's the
Okay.
reappointing.
Oh, yeah, we got to do
Yeah.
that's fine.
additions to the agenda and stuff anyway.
Well, we'll do that first. Any additions to the agenda?
I have done.
I don't have any.
Did you have the sheriff thing?
Yes, I was going to say, I know I had one thing. Sheriff Harlow asked if it's about Sheriff Holliday to take a picture of the cruisers on the beach. They apologize for the short window
They want to
park the cars on the beach so
and
they can
take
take pictures of them.
pictures.
What she sent
Well,
us was just their emblem. I thought I was going to see the cruisers on the beach.
no, she's asking permission to have the cruisers on the beach
With
to,
that emblem, right?
well, with the cruisers
She's
okay.
on April 15th.
they want to take a picture with the cruisers on the beach, and however many sheriff's deputies can show up, and that will go on their advertisement page, as well as them premiering their new logo, which they are hoping to have the background of the Gap as part of their logo. So it's
But it's mostly
this is for
permission
permission to be
of
on the
the
beach with
select.
their cruisers to take the pictures.
Oh, right on the beach. So,
Yes.
yeah, not in the parking lot.
Yes.
Well, it puts like trucks go out there for
It's dangerous on
ice
this.
fishing,
Yeah.
so I don't see why not.
So I'd like to add, if
Oh,
possible, I'm
yeah.
not a select board member, if
So
somebody.
I'll make a motion that we add that to the agenda. That should
Okay,
be a very
okay.
short item.
All of them.
Yeah, we've already talked about it.
Who seconded
I
that?
did.
Okay.
All of them favor. All right.
Bye.
Okay, so Peggy's somewhere. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Practice. I practiced.
Yeah.
So, hello again. My name is Peggy Zimmer, and I'm here representing the Ramp Group. Last week, we received the award for the scoping grant, the scoping study to be done on Loop 5A from the old Loop 5A to the North Beach Road. And as you are probably aware, they sent along with the letter telling us about this award. A document called the PCF Project Commitment Form. I have extra copies if anybody needs it here. Yeah, I think you received it earlier. Yeah. Okay. What they want is your signature, signifying that you understand that we are signing the town of Westmore up to the for the responsibility of the matching portion of this grant. You might also notice that they're asking us to assign a name of a municipal employee in responsible charge. And they're asking for the signature of the authorized municipal official. So we're leaving, these are our two requests of you to assign those two names for this document. Once this is signed, once the PCF is signed, we send it back to the state and they'll turn around with the actual grant, which I assume will have the details as to what and how many engineering firms we have to send requests for quotes to, and other details like that. I have a call to Scott Robertson, who is our person at the VTANS, our manager for the scoping study. And I was hoping to get these details earlier. I have an email and call to him, but he hasn't responded yet. But perhaps he's waiting for this actual grant to be sent to him. Anyway, as I mentioned in our earlier meetings, the VTANS has sent me a huge list of towns who have been granted this scoping study. And I picked out 11 of them because I'm just determining which towns have state roads running through them. I thought it would be a good discussion to have with these 11 that I picked. After conversations with these 11 communities, two things became really apparent. First of all, the state looks favorably on these sort of efforts when they come from grassroots organizations like our VAMP group. And I think maybe that worked in our favor for this. And second of all, preference is definitely given to people who go through this scoping study. That is, after we have the engineers come in, if you allow it, they will present to us three alternatives. a cheap alternative, a medium alternative, and an expensive way to go to make the road safer. We will then go for other grants to pay for this work to be done. That grant pursuit will be much facilitated if we have received the scoping study first. The state likes that a lot. This is confirmed in every conversation I had with other communities who are in our position. So that was kind of reassuring. So again, VJM wants the town to sign up to commit to pay this $10,000, which is 20% of what they estimate to be $50,000 in the scoping study. The study will take a year and a half to 2 years. This gives our group time to raise funds. We already have a pledge for $1,000. We have VCRD has pledged a significant amount. They haven't yet told us how many, how much. And we have ideas for fundraising. We have been talking to other communities that have ice out competitions. We're in close communication with Maidstone. A few of us went over there to look at their ice out machine and have actually put together part of it. We're working on it slowly. Daryl Davis is helping with his wood. Also, we think that we should be doing some direct fundraising. For example, there is a group called the Back Road Bicycle Group that uses our road every summer frequently and parks in our beach parking lot during the summer. They're vans, big vans full of bikes. Not very talkative group. I think we should hit them up for some funds. And also the backcountry, the Black Fly Race maybe would be a good organization to ask for help. In any case, we're going to do our best to raise funds to reduce this commitment of $10,000, reduce the burden on the town. So in sum, we need two things from the select board tonight. We need you to assign this municipal coordinator. He needs to be an employee of the town of Westmore. And we need you to assign the authorized municipal official who will sign the PCF, the project commitment form that they've sent. Once done, we'll return that PCF to the state, and then the state will turn around with the actual grant. So thank you for your time and support on our journey to help make the Route 5A safer for young families and for bicyclers and for walkers. And that's all I had to say, except that we're taking donations now. The window is open and we have operators standing by.
Operators standing by.
So
okay, who's yeah, like John, could you do that where you're the grant coordinator? All the grants have to go through you, right?
Yeah,
he's already on this.
Oh, you're already, your name's already, so your name is on as the town representative.
Yes, I had to put something in when I applied, and so they picked up on that. Either that or they made a mistake and they meant to say Mrs.
Yeah. So that's one name already done. So
may I ask a few questions?
Oh yeah.
So I'm the newer one to this. So as far as is there a due date?
Yes, we have 30 days.
30 days?
I'm assuming. The date of the letter, 3/26, because the date of the accept the grant award is 3/13. I think that they must have sat on it for a couple of weeks.
Okay, and what was the letter date?
The letter date was 3/13.
3/13.
Yeah, but no, we confirmed that with VTrans that
okay.
It's 3/26.
Okay, and this is more a question for the board. Trying to come up to speed, so if I should know this by now, sorry. So they're trying to get donations, and that's great. But at what cost level do we need to put this before the town versus a select board decision? So, for instance, when we had the town meeting, we had to get town approval to fund, I think it was, whatever, $3,000 to go to charity.
Yeah.
This potentially would be $9,000. We have a $2,000 commitment already.
Pledge. I'm assuming it's $1,000 from
PCRD. Okay. So we have a potential of $8,000 if fundraising is unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Is there a cost or is there a limit where we have to put this in front of the town versus a select board decision.
Yeah, that's kind of like it's not in the budget anywhere, is it?
Well,
Yeah.
I think when we had the ARPA money, when we had all that, this road was one of the main concerns of walking path.
Yes, it was.
Was one of the top concerns of the voters at that town meeting. As far as your question on when we have to put it to them, we can, I mean, it's not a, there's
well,
no
yeah,
certain.
I'm not questioning the study or the safety. Yeah. I'm questioning the spend of the money. When can we approve it versus
we don't
the
know
town.
Until the donations are understood, right? Mm-hmm. Until other
right, but
parts
if we talk, right,
right,
but if we talk worst case scenario, let's talk best case scenario and they get everything, then it's a moot point. But let's even go 50-50 that they get half of it at $5,000 that's not in the budget. Do we have to put that before the town? It's a logistical thing. Again, it's not a should we do the study, not do the study,
right.
Is it safe, unsafe, right? It's a strictly financial
to use ARPA funds. So that's up to us. We don't have to put that to the town if
yeah,
we are deciding that we would
we
like
really
to
can spend whatever work. Our job is to, we
so,
can do what we
so
want.
So we have ARPA funds available.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
There was, yeah.
Okay.
There's like 50 of it is earmarked for
right,
this building,
right?
But
right.
there was still another 30 or so after that.
That we were going to consider for the beach improvements and stuff. So
yeah.
We do have ARPA
funds. But to be completely open and transparent, if VCRD dissolved tomorrow and my commitment for $1,000 disappeared, you are signing a document that commits you to $10,000.
Correct. Yep.
For 2 years. And we will have 2 years to. $10,000 will come in dribs and drabs on these invoices. So it'll be 20% of each of the invoices. And that's not going to start because all these years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the other question I have is what's the time frame on the money?
2 years.
2 years. In other words, we don't have to have this money up till 2 years.
I think the way she's saying is between now and 2 years.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of
as things start to come in.
I mean, I've never done this before, but it sounds like it's a slow moving process where we have to go out for quotations from these different engineering firms. They give us, I think it was 3 months after the 1 month of getting this thing signed. We get this thing signed, we get the grant, we have 2 months to sign the grant, 3 more months to get the request for quotations. I'm thinking the engineering has to start maybe in, a half a year to a year.
Yeah,
July.
That's
yeah.
when you start coming up with the 20% on each of the bills from the engineering firms with a quarterly report to the state about what we've done and what we paid for.
Okay.
Yep. And then this is just committing us to the study.
Right.
When we get the study, we could look at it and go, we don't like any of those.
Right.
And
which some
and
communities we're... have done.
Oh.
Or some have said, oh, we can't afford to do all this. Sorry. But as I said, they give you three levels of places. Yeah.
Understood. Thank you for the additional info.
Okay. Any more questions or any,
I just think, John, you should officially disclose your relationship.
Oh,
this comes in.
Because of his grant policy,
yeah.
Any apparent conflict of interest should be disclosed.
Yeah.
So you're managing the grant, and so
yeah.
is Peggy. So
just as long as that's not public record.
Yeah. Just
that's
so.
All.
It's
so
that, yeah, that it is public
per your
yeah.
grant policy.
That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
Wayne's learning good.
You're teaching me.
Well, and just like you need somebody to be an administrator on the grant. John's already on the grant. It probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have somebody separate, not saying
on the board
no,
to your position.
I don't think an administrator is an administrator actually going to do anything with the grant, or is it just signing this okaying that same would go along with it? That's why
I think the primary responsibility for the town person would be to make sure the decisions are being run through the select board.
Right. All right. You accepted
I
that position already,
they
didn't
would
you?
Also be submitting the reimbursement packages. and working with the state on getting the money.
But you're the administrator of the grant.
I could be the administrator. Yes, yeah. I could be.
But I mean, you do the grants anyways. I mean, I'm a lot of the grants for the
title.
Yeah, the treasurer. But I am handling all the grants.
Kind of a grant administrator for all grants through the Westmore town.
Yeah.
So some, that's what we're trying to
In the case like Murph, I was heavily involved in.
Right.
The town ones, the one Dan gets, he's administering the work.
What do you think, Bill?
Well, I think, the authorized municipal official is basically you signing it as a chair, saying we are going to go forward with this grant. That's
authorized.
This says reviews and managers.
Joe on it should be.
Right, David, someone on the board signed as an authorized municipal official. But
who will manage it, though?
Is that what the fine print says?
Well, that's his I think that's what Isaiah is getting to.
I was getting as far as that way it's not just one person all the way across the board on the grant.
So John would administer and
David
would sign as the official. Up.
And then somebody else is going to have somebody to...
Or any cost things go by them anyways, right?
So the select board is the...
Would be the author. Would be
Bill, didn't they ask you if you'd do that, Bill?
Not necessarily that. But it says here the select board must sign or designate a signer for each grant agreement.
We'd still have you guys sign the grant agreements. You'd still be reviewing the checks. And I can put together the request for reimbursement package for you guys to see when the check goes through.
And they'd be okaying any estimates that come in.
They would, yeah.
We're still going to be okaying it. It's going to come through the board.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I thought that...
And any of the work, David, any estimates?
With
the RAMP committee.
With the RAMP committee.
Not necessarily the grant.
No. Yeah. Okay.
They just sit in our...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be like the MERP thing where John brought Pierce's estimates the board says yes.
That says yes or no.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be this complicated.
If Peggy selects me as the engineer, then we might have a
you get the low bid.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion. We don't necessarily have to have me sign it. We can do anybody on the board. Whatever the board wants to do. Bill to sign it.
I don't mind signing it, but you're the chair, so usually the chair is I don't mind if you don't want to, I'll sign it.
I don't have any problem with it.
So, a motion?
Okay, you gotta have a motion. I'm just making it up.
I'll make a motion that John is the grant administrator and David signs a authorized municipal official signing the grant proposal.
All those in favor?
Grant.
Something.
It's all grant.
Yeah.
We've already been through this 4 months ago where we all agreed on it.
There's a chance I'll be back again with the actual grant since it's our signature.
Today is the sick grant.
Yes.
This is.
Okay, so that's it. All set?
Thank you.
Okay. So anything else that we want to do so that, if anybody's sitting there what wants to, just not stay the whole meeting?
Jason,
I'm tired. Yeah, let's let Jason
back. Yeah, sure. Great. Thank you. I guess I had something to put on the agenda because we're considering on 4th of July, we're doing our 25th anniversary party across the road. Traffic was an issue crossing the road, crossing 5A. So the original plan to get people from the parking to the park was to have a boot drop, sort of to slow traffic down, and it would kind of serve two purposes. But since then, we decided that's just one more thing that we really might not have the people to do. So we decided not to do a boot drop. We'll still do traffic, But the issue was, I forget, we can't use, that's a state highway, so we'd have to do it up here somewhere. I just feel like it might take one of our valuable members away from being able to help with other stuff. So the reason was to talk about a boot drop, but we've since decided not to do a boot drop. So
well,
the point
even
is,
on Hill Road, but even on Hill Road, you don't want to do
boot drop. No, I haven't got a commitment of who's going to be there. And if we're short staffed, I'm going to need everyone available to do whatever. So
you guys couldn't reach out to other community members to help with that?
Well, we haven't. Yeah, I thought we could do that at a separate time.
Do you want to just get permission, though, and then
if we do,
you
sure.
Find somebody to help?
That's a good idea, Carol. Yeah,
but you'll have to know on which road you want it.
Well, we have to go through the state.
Okay.
To
it'd
get
have to
there.
Be on Hinton Hill.
Yeah, it'd have to be here, which the flower garden sort of serves as a weird obstacle there. But I guess to leave it as an open option isn't a bad idea. We are going to have someone crossing, standing there at all times, crossing people. That might be hard to work.
I don't think they're aware of the life.
I don't know that. Yeah, no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, let me back up. So I guess that was a bit of a few town meetings. You didn't cover that one. So this year is the 25th anniversary of the Westmore Fire Department. So we decided to have a
party.
So we're going to try to keep it simple because we've never done anything just outside of our group. And I'm talking about when should we do it? When should we do it? We said do it on the 4th of July. Do it on a busy weekend so we have hopefully, you know, more than 40 people show up. And then where to do it, we decided and really got permission to use the park across the street. We're going to do it so we don't cross over with pancake breakfast in the morning. We'll do an afternoon, later in the afternoon thing. And then we'll be able to have parking up here, which parking is always an issue. And just have a small or small, we'll see how it goes, a chicken barbecue down in the park. I think haven't had a lot. We're just starting now, so we have a few months to plan. But the plan is to grill down there, have a couple picnic tables, a few tables and chairs, some canopies for rain or sun, and have someone at the, what do you guys call it, the flower garden here, crossing people at all times, which will slow traffic down. And it might give us a chance to, you know, people ask what's going on. I said, well, come on down to the barbecue. Might give us a chance to bring a few more people there. So I think, depending on how we advertise it, you know, it's one of those events that could either have 20 people there or 100, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the plan, to do that down there. So I guess that brings up another question I should ask is, it was about the boot drop. Maybe that's a great idea, Carol, to keep that as an option, even if we don't have the manpower. But I guess what I thought about coming over here is there anything else the town needs to know from us about that day? You know, the barbecue, what we're doing, the parking, the road, and all that. We've kind of coordinated with Carol a little bit about we're not going to use a facility across the street. They're busy, and I don't think we need it personally. We can get by without it.
We could get the event paperwork for them to fill out just to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
I didn't realize there was that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simple, but it would be good to have it on file, I think, given you could have 200 or so people.
You never know.
Right. So.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll get that paperwork, fill that out.
What do you say, Dan? Anything with roads? No?
You think it's a good idea to have it? You said it, your pancake breakfast is that weekend?
The pancake breakfast has always been through the church at 8 in the morning until about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
It's early.
And, you know, at 10:30 they stop serving, but we're hoping that we can get, they'll just be the workers cleaning up, and then they can start moving stuff into the park. They do need refrigeration, so I think they'll be able to do some of that at our hall. And I don't know if they're going to use anything at the cottage. I don't think they are, but maybe as they proceed, there might be stuff going on.
Yeah, we have it open for the bathroom at least, and we have neighbors to the park with refrigeration space too. So
should we have it open for the bath?
The other thing
that's question.
Mm-hmm.
I think is a pretty important thing is no one likes to see them, but I feel like even just for the afternoon or for the one day, we should have a porta potty down
there. Yeah.
It's essential to any gathering, and then we don't have to try to explain to people, well, there's a bathroom up in the white building across the street. There's four white buildings. So it make it simple. It's there. No one has to talk about it. They're bright red. You can see it, and we just make it simple. Okay. Someone's going to need to use it.
What happens if there's an emergency in town? Like, how is that going to be handled?
Well,
not here, but, you know, like, what if you were called away to, you know,
they leave and people jump in. They leave and the people jump in, or
just,
you know,
we
have keep grilling
here. So,
okay,
aside from the grill, is really the only thing to man.
Okay,
you know, the tables and food will just still flow in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and I mean,
yeah,
everyone's already close by, which is what's
yeah.
it doesn't happen.
That's right.
It has happened right. before. During the meeting, we get a call. Well, we're all here. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now you're doing this for a fundraiser event.
Yeah,
I mean. The intention is not to really make money, just to hopefully it goes well. You know, by the time the food and the grill and the plates and the sides and all that, I'm sure it'll add up. I'd be happy.
The other thing to think about is talk to local businesses. I'm sure you'll get donations.
People like to donate, yeah. I mean, the donations they had to Black Friday last year, I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
We had a ton of great prizes. Yeah, people do like to do that, whether it's food or...
And it's a fun Westmore day. I think it's a West
awareness.
I think it's a great...
Yeah, and let people know who we are, because I didn't realize...
Yeah.
A lot of people don't really know who we are or where we are.
Yeah.
We're not very visible, I guess we would say.
Until we need you, then you are. Yeah.
Right. But that was it. I guess the point is a booth that is here, but... Maybe it's a good idea to, even if it isn't a boot drop, the town recognizes that there is going to be someone here with a high-vis vest on, crossing people at all times. It won't be on man for a minute.
Do they need permission from you guys to do a boot drop? Does it have to be on record?
I think it should be the event policy if they could write that in.
So you just can write it in on
and
that,
they, then they can look at the whole thing.
If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Write it in.
I feel like if we're already asking people $10 a plate or something, I don't want to ask them for more money. Once is enough.
Yeah.
If someone shows up once, just
leave
them.
Okay.
That's enough. We're happy with that. So that's about it.
Okay.
Parking up here, someone crossing at all times, porta potty down there, the grill will be down there, and we'll clean up by... The end of the day.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Are you all set?
Okay.
Yeah. You can come by and get that policy sometime.
Sure.
Like tomorrow. I'll just print it.
Tomorrow,
Wednesday. Okay.
Do you want to continue on? Like with Pam Kennedy?
Yeah.
And how about, what do you think?
If they want to leave, they don't have to sit through all that.
But before she's start with the top, very top thing.
She did.
And that would be for you guys. The very top thing is concerning the select board.
Are you ready?
Recognition as an advisory committee.
Yeah.
So that would be the select board. And I'll explain that.
Okay.
And that starts their thing.
So, okay.
So you want to talk about that before
Sam? Because it segues into everything.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the recognition as an advisory committee because everything segues into that. When we were doing the facility policy and Westmore Association didn't want to be referenced in it, I proposed to the board, either Ellie and Pam as private citizens, an advisory committee to the select board, or through the town clerk's office. And you asked me to meet with the volunteers, which I did. I met with Pam and Ellie and asked them what they thought. And we talked about the advisory committee, which means following open meeting laws and public record documentation, which I explained to them. And they... we're happy to do that for sustainability. So if they're a recognized committee, It isn't on their shoulders forever. Somebody else hopefully can continue with it.
Yeah.
And so it needs, the thing is, it needs three board members. And
we already told Jan she was.
And so they had said Pam, Ellie, and Jennifer would be the board members. They have to follow all the open meeting laws, which I'll get you, except you,
I printed it off the internet.
You do not have to record.
Well, I don't have to place record.
You don't. That's the one thing an advisory committee is different than non-advisory.
We don't have, nobody has to follow us,
so we have to, though. Jim suggested a resolution, and with that resolution stating exactly what the select board expects from them as sort of proprietors of the little cottage and spaces and activities. So the next step, if you give us the go-ahead for that, the next step would be I could sit down with them, get their mission statement, and sort of have Jim write up the resolution.
Okay.
And then bring that back to you. But the first step was to get an okay to recognize them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we think it's like Elaine said, one of the main things for us is sustainability. We have an elected board and then we board members. We want to see this keep going. We're, you know, getting old. And we want to see that, you know, it's got a lot of momentum right now. And we have younger people joining, so we'd really like to see it keep going. We also think it'll just make for a smoother, like, understanding of us as an entity that really belongs to the town.
How we could work together. It takes away the gray area.
Yeah.
I can post their events on the website. Yeah. So it just allows, it takes away the gray area.
To most of the open meeting things, you know, we do minutes, we do a Zoom. We do send out to a small group. Now we'll go out on the town's email list, which is great, because the more people that are involved, the happier we are for that. And we'll be careful about conflicts of interest, too. So.
Okay. So we need a motion for that.
To recognize, to move forward recognizing them.
Make the motion, phrase it how, Elaine, to recognize.
Make the motion.
Their
committees.
As an advisory committee to the select.
You want to create an advisory committee, right?
Well,
I mean, you can't recognize something that's not formed yet.
Recognition slash creation, just because it's a process.
Exactly.
Miriam, motion.
Yeah.
All those
in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so then you can go on to
whatever the next thing is after that.
Yeah.
Oh, swim lessons is actually next. And
oh, yeah.
Well, Jen couldn't be here, but I sent it to you at the very end. She's hoping, it's not a contract tonight. She's hoping to get the board's okay. I'm out of order here, so I'm a little lost. She did send the certificate of insurance, and I did send it to Passive, our insurer. They asked that, so a certificate of insurance just says that, yes, they have this insurance in place up to the 2 million. I think they have 2 million.
Yeah.
They had a good policy. Passive asked that they would be named as an additional insured on the policy because that protects in case you are named in a lawsuit for action related to the swimming lessons, it protects the town on their insurance. So Jen said if once a contract is signed, she's pretty sure that she's familiar with all those terms because she writes grants. And they would add as an additional, and the town as an additional insured on their policy. So that's the insurance part of it. So then the second thing, she just, I think, wanted to know if the funding would occur, if she could use it on North Beach, and if the town would be the fiscal organization to sign the contract. And I think to move forward, they almost need that soon because of those dates in July.
Okay. So on April 3rd, Jen sent an email with additional details, and that's when she said that the certificate of insurance was coming also. And under a heading called Town Contracting and Minimum Participation, she had already covered the fact that they won't run the program with less than 30 students.
Mm-hmm.
Now here it says town contracting a minimum participation. If the town contracts for the program, but does not meet the 30 participant minimum, the town would still be responsible for the full payment if it is the contracting party. So they basically said that if we don't get 30, they're not running the program, but we still have to pay them for the program. That is great on their business side. That is like one of the worst contracts I've ever seen.
Where does it say that?
It's in her explanation on Friday, her email, Friday, April 3rd. Under Dear Select Board Members, it's the third heading down, town contracting and minimum participation.
No, I think what it's saying is you would still have to pay for 30, even though 20 show up.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Oh, I thought he said.
They said they would not run the previous meeting. They will not run it without 30 students.
I don't think.
This says, it could be conflicting language, but without having the contract in our hands to review.
Okay.
I would, because if we go with what she stated in her email, because we don't have the contract to review, I could never approve this.
Yeah, not if they were going to just take the money and walk away.
And that's what the emails from her state. If you read her previous email,
okay,
and
it's
then read
be
this
the previous
email,
one, okay, because
right?
This one just says the town would still be responsible if you don't meet the 30 participant minimum, but it doesn't say they wouldn't hold the program.
Right, but when she was here, she said without 30 students, they would not run the program.
Yeah,
and that was stated.
I think without payment for 30 students, yeah.
I think Jen, too, I'll make a decision about
but
that.
But we would have, yeah, if it was something where we put up some money and we were going to get it back if they both shut it down,
well,
it wouldn't be a big deal.
But we wouldn't do anything until we see the contract.
Yeah, we...
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Can she be?
Because she's probably interested in knowing, because she wants to go to the Westmore Association.
Yeah.
From what I read it, she wants to know if the town is going to be willing to put up some money so she can go to the Westmore Association and try to get some. That's probably the question she's trying to get answered.
And I understand
that,
but without having this answered in clarity,
so can she move forward to get the contract? That if you don't give an okay to do that, in a sense,
I would
not
say,
asking us to obligate money tonight.
No, but if she's saying if we don't, if they don't get the 30 people and they don't run the program, we're out the money and we invested.
Yeah, that's what this says. So again, if the idea is that we go and get the contract, but we make it known to her that, without reading the contract first, we can't answer the other two questions as to whether we're willing to offset the cost, that we would need that contract before. At least from my perspective, you obviously can disagree with me.
No, I agree.
Yeah, there's no signature needed tonight.
Well, yeah, what you read makes sense.
Yeah, there's no signature.
Right.
I think it's just... based on the fault, we would like to confirm whether the town is willing to allow the program to run at North Beach and act as the contracted organization. If the town is able to move forward, it's mostly about funding, I think.
But we can't answer that second question as to whether we're willing to be the contracting agency without seeing the contract.
But so we're considered it. You've considered it.
But
that issue.
You kind of, do you have an idea of what you would consider giving per person? Because then she can go to the Westmore Association in the meantime and talk with them about, you know, okay, family contributes this much. So it's $150, right? So the family contributes this much per child. The town would contribute this much, and Westmore Association might contribute that much, so that there's something she can talk to people about, because it is pretty quick, the dates, right?
Yeah, it's July 13th. You know, if it doesn't happen this year, though, it doesn't happen.
I think it's a good program myself, but it just needs to
be... No, I think swimming lessons it's a life lesson. I think it's very beneficial.
I think it's something we should move forward.
The same
clarity
way.
On the
call. Yeah,
thank you.
But I think it's hard. I think, again, I'm just one person, but I think it would be hard to commit to any numbers without being able to see the actual contract. That's where I stand.
Yeah.
No, I see that point. And I think she won't ask for the contract though. If
Yes,
have
she thinks the tenant won't even
some
do
commitment.
anything. That's why I was
Oh, in other
suggesting
words,
we.
it's not she's not the one making the contract.
No, it's the Teach
No,
America to Swim. They'll create a
Teach America
contract
to Swim. That's the contract. So
with.
she's trying to find funding for that.
Yeah,
So
but
I
she.
guess the commitment is, would you fund if the contract is okay with you? You know what? There's better words than
If we're
that.
not to
Yeah.
get screwed out of it, yeah, I think.
If the contract is amenable, is that the word, to the select board once presented, would you fund? I think that's probably the question without having the contract.
Okay,
Yeah.
I'll get to get with Jen and find that out. Okay.
Good to weather. I don't know. Look at this. This works out. This is
yeah.
It's
Yeah,
okay.
I just don't know if
Okay.
she can move forward at
Yeah,
all without
well,
some type of
the money.
preliminary guesswork
And
on whether we say a
yeah,
thousand.
then I'll ask her about that.
And
Okay.
where would the Westmore funds come from? Again, do we have
You
a
mean the tab?
tab? Do we have a discretionary budget of 25 grand that we can spend as we see fit?
No, ARPA
Well,
funds,
right. So
$30,000.
again, that's the other question is where would we pull the allocation from?
John,
The
did you have a
general.
question? Yeah, I was thinking. I mean, the long pole in the tent is the contract. I think we should ask them pronto for the contract and just
Absolutely.
say we need to review the contract.
Yeah.
And we can say no if it's unfavorable, but
Yeah.
if we wait till too late and we get families interested and we're talking
Yeah.
about money and then it falls through, we've wasted a lot of people's time.
Yeah.
Can you ask? Well, as the grant administrator, I think. Well, you're not a grant
Francis,
administrator now.
yeah.
It's in the contract.
And it's been perfectly sane for her to say to them, my select board needs to review the contract. It's a
Yeah, I think
new
it would be
contract. I mean,
too.
that's not a big
Can it
ask.
happen
And
at North Beach? Let's settle that question.
yeah, right.
That that's one
Mark
other
and
thing.
so what
Mark
we're gonna
Mark
we need
and
a
Wait.
motion on that.
If it can happen at North Beach, if that's your decision, that was
But
the
we
one.
can't guarantee parking that
No.
particular week. That's
No, she knows that.
you
They could carpool and they could, I think they know that.
Yeah, I mean I'll make a motion that we allow them to use the North Beach for the purposes of the swim lessons,
Okay, so that.
provided all contracting pieces are approved.
Anybody want a second it?
No, second.
All in favor? Aye.
So now she can ask for a contract.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get it out of
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, PM, now it's your turn.
Okay. Well, the first item is, we got that great grant
I have
from
an order.
ARP that allowed us to do so much in the cottage after the, I mean, really, when I think about the work that the town did in the cottage, that's what really makes the transformation. But we were able to get lots of equipment and furniture and all things
That's
to
what she's doing.
make classes happen. But it's time to close the grant out. So that's what I'm asking you for today. I think that they got the packet, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So you should have gotten this packet, which has a letter from you, Dave, just saying thank you very much. And it also has a financial
Your name's already out.
accounting of how we spent the money. And it has a narrative, which was they had a pretty long narrative that they wanted. So I just followed that and wrote up what we did. We are sending some money back. We had about $300 left. If we could have gotten a printer, we would have spent it. But it was really you were trying to like invent something. We really need more weights. So we really need more yoga
Right.
mats, you know?
Question on
Yeah. So, we got this over what it was like 3,200 and we're sending about 300 back.
Is it done with already?
Well, it
Or
will be.
it is. The grant closed out December 31st. And we were due
Got to
to
bought a popcorn maker. You
What?
still forgot. Got a popcorn maker.
Damn, Chicago allowed that.
Yeah.
She told me, like, no, you can't
And they
buy a
had this
printer,
year,
but you can buy
we're
one now.
overdue. It was supposed to be closed out
Yeah. Yeah.
January 31st. So
They've been really
we're
great about it. I've been back and forth with her about what I could spend money on and what I couldn't spend money on. So they've been very flexible for us, but we really need
And
to
John
buy that
did
printer.
go.
Yeah.
John worked with Pam finishing this paperwork.
Yes, no, yeah.
Both of them.
And the town's submitting the final thing.
Which includes the financial. On there,
the last page is the financial.
Requested at least two pictures of, so we have some pictures of people doing bone builder or some stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll make a motion that David signs the grant closeout, AARP grant closeout.
Second.
But all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now you gotta find what's the box on
there. Sorry. At least We don't have room. We are thinking about having movie nights, so Was there anything else?
Share yoga.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead, family.
Okay, so the second thing is there's another grant, which I think Elaine probably sent to me, and it's a small grant. They call it a micro grant. It's like $300 to $500. It's primarily sponsored by Local Motion, but it's also Front Porch Forum, AARP, and I think I don't remember what the other one is, but it's mostly, the person I'm in contact with is at Local Motion, and it's really to plan an event to bring attention to Street Says communities. It's called the Street Says Places Micro Grant. When I read it, I knew we couldn't turn off by day. I knew we couldn't block off Hinton Hill and Ashton Hill, a block party. So I wrote to her and said, I love this grant, but I don't see that we did it. And she wrote back and said, I know exactly where you are. Absolutely go for it. We'll figure out ways to minimize traffic, maybe kind of like the stuff Jason's doing. We'll see how that works. And so she really encouraged us to go ahead and apply for it. I'm going to watch a webinar for it on Thursday, and then it's due on the 22nd. So, the eligible applicants are really not necessarily municipalities. It can be a person who lives in a neighborhood, or it can be a neighborhood group. So I think applying through the Community Spaces and Activities Committee, or at this point, Task Force, is probably, you know, going to be really good for us. They're also giving priority to first-time awardees. We have to have it in by the 22nd, so I thought if you give me the okay to start the process, I'd like to convene a group of people from different organizations here to come up with a good plan, like when and how and what we'd spend. The money allowable expenses are all kinds of anything that would contribute to the day. It can be food, it can be music, it can be entertainment, it can be tables. It's a pretty broad, no alcoholic beverages. That's one of those. But
they're calling it a block party,
but we can't really do a block party. But kind of a block party.
Wherever the block is.
Yeah, so
is
then
there
I
a match?
You again on the 20th with the completed application for your approval.
Say, is there a match? The town?
No, there's no match. I don't even think they're going to. It's going to be like the Ben and Jerry's grant that we got for $1,000. They don't even ask me what we spend it on. They say, oh, just tell us how it went.
So there's no financial responsibility for the town.
Especially since they're asking even individuals to do it. They're not saying that there's any, but there's not definitely no responsibility for finances from the town. Just getting the okay to apply. So I thought if I got the approval to start today, then on the 20th at your next meeting, we could bring you the completed grant application for approval and then submit it.
The next isn't
14 and 6 is
20. Oh, 20.
So I think it's 2 days before it's due. And that way they could have a chance to see the completed application. It's online.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm thinking it's the 23rd. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They do include allowable expenses, safety precautions, things like safety cones and stuff like that, too. That's any kind of event supplies.
That would require another event application.
None of these grants interfere with a bigger grant down the road.
No, and actually, this one it says in the application It doesn't require the town.
Yeah, it doesn't
to
require
be
the
a
town.
Fiduciary. It says an individual community group.
So I could just apply for it.
So I think I think Pam just came in to let you know what's going
on.
Well,
I think it's I think it should be.
So we don't have to do any action.
No. You don't. We don't have to. The town doesn't have to run this.
But maybe we don't even have to.
Unless
Pam, it's not town.
No, the only thing is if they're a community activity, if they're an activity group, then do they need the town?
That's right. They're a committee.
Yeah. If they're a committee. If,
I'm sorry.
Because he was just saying.
If you're a committee, you might need the town at
well,
some point.
I mean, I think I'd rather, because the money will come here.
Have the town,
and,
so yeah.
You know, it'll, and you know, there's a little thing on the town's shoulder. And so, yeah, I think that makes sense. Even though we may not have to make a financial report, I don't think we are, but we might. But at least we will still have expenses that have to be paid.
Yeah.
And so the check, we would ask for the check to come to the town.
So you just want an okay to move ahead.
A lot of people buy.
So if we're making a decision, then we have to vote on.
Yeah.
So we need a motion to have you move forward with applying for the grant.
Yeah.
I will make the motion that the new committee move forward with applying for the local motion grant. For a community gathering event.
Yeah. And then you said no.
I'm just going to say CSA.
CSA.
The
committee that we just motioned a few minutes ago. Yes.
It just might not be in place yet. So it's still CSA.
CSA.
Yeah. So Jason made the motion.
I made the
motion. Okay, all in favor? Should we get a second?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to do it by November.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it this year.
Okay, so next one is, you got one more.
One last thing. We have had a lot of folks ask
this is in your little thing,
which is really much more accessible for a lot of people to down on the floor. And so I finally, I've been saying I'm going to try to find somebody, and I did a shout out, and I did find someone who lives right on Sun Road, Morrigan, and I sent something today. I don't probably didn't have time for me to do it, but she does have insurance, but I don't have her policy. She's in touch with her insurance company. She teaches dance and yoga and movement all over the kingdom and has insurance for all of that. So what I'm asking for is approval to have her start next week, not this Wednesday, next week, as long as we have that insurance policy in hand. If we don't get it, it won't start. I mean, that's because that's sort of been the requirement. And she'll be doing it on Wednesday mornings at 9:45.
The request, then I'll make a motion that we approve that.
Conditional on receiving the certificate of insurance prior to. You're making the motion?
Yeah,
well, I'm good for that.
Thanks.
Did you second?
I want to know.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so.
What's mine?
Do what with the America's 250.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's with their group also, so I might as well do that.
Yep. Well, that was next on the list.
Yeah, after them. So it's the 250th anniversary of America. And actually, the board signed a resolution at some point a couple of years ago that you might do some activities. So the who is doing it? The Newport Daily Express has been having some meetings, and they have some activities. They sent it to the town. I would like to sort of pass it on to the CSA group because I think they're best prepared to do it.
We both were like, we can't say no to anything, but I think we would also then want to do it as a in collaboration with the church and the Westmore Association.
Oh, I think that's fine. I think it should
bring
everything and the fire department. I think it's a town thing, but maybe if you could lead it, they already have many activities in place, they're buying banners for the towns. I would love to get banners for the. Yes. Oh. Well,
or Daily Expresses.
Yes.
Wow.
So I'll send you that. I just wanted to pass that on to them.
If you have some ideas of what we could do, definitely want that.
Well, they're doing a scavenger hunt with historical things, so there's quite a bit on here.
Is it a certain date that they're all the communities?
No, they haven't done that yet. They're still putting thoughts together.
Okay.
But so.
That too, because I know you were thinking maybe
doing that on the 4th too, just because we'll have so much going on.
That would be on the 4th as well, huh?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. That's what we have to decide. And the same thing with the streets as right. places. So do we want it on the 4th just to have a whole lot of stuff on the 4th? Do we want to have it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I have this idea of how I'd love to have like a Westmoreland home day. So I haven't lost that idea yet.
That's the block party she's talking about.
So I'll send you and Carol the information and
yeah.
But we don't have to take any action on that.
No, not really. It's that's just a sort of introduce it that it's happening.
Okay. 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 So now we might as well go back to the front page then.
Yeah, let's dance. Let's dance.
Unless you want to get our way down,
just go back in front.
Okay.
You okay with it? Or?
Yeah, you're gonna. Most of that's pretty quick. So,
bye bye. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, so let's see.
The first thing is the notice on the very this here above call to order. There's a notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, OCSU is a supervisory meeting in Westmore at Fellowship Hall to be held May 7th at 6 o'clock.
That be talking about the new school.
Yeah, these are the listening sessions, and residents, and I'm going to put it on the website, can go to any one of the listening sessions, and I think I sent it out in the email.
Right.
But they wanted one for Westmore, so it will be May 7th at Fellowship Hall.
Okay.
About the new school proposal or the future of supervisory union.
Already, I mean,
there was a good article in the Chronicle 2 weeks ago about the listening sessions that they're doing in every town. And because our town doesn't have a school that they can go into to sit down and do an assembly, they asked about the hall.
Yeah, so we can get a date now, right? May 7th.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
6 o'clock. Yep. 6 o'clock, May 7th.
Okay. Do the sheriff's while we're.
Okay. Oh, that was the addition.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we allow the sheriffs to use the beach for the pictures.
With the cars. Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
I didn't even have that one, Bill. I forgot to write it down.
Did they have a date on that?
April 15th is what they were tentatively saying.
Question.
Tax day.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the department came to you about asking permission for this, but did any of you see the ad for the car dealership that had cars at the North Beach and they were actually filmed? And it was an ad on TV.
I didn't.
Were they really there or were they?
No, it was AI. You think it was an AI thing?
It was AI.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't watch it closely.
I didn't see it, but I figured it had to be.
If you haven't seen it ever before, really, you know it's AI generated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless it came from the '60s.
There's nothing on my security cameras. So.
No, it wasn't old pictures.
This is
the one I found out was current.
But there are a lot of old pictures with the cars all lined up on the beach.
Oh yeah.
This was a new cars from dealership.
Yeah, I know. I see the same thing though. Okay, so new business. Okay, liquor control, consideration of liquor permit applications, select board acting in the capacity of local liquor commission, approval needed.
And can I make one statement about these? So I feel like at this point I want to find out more about these limited event permits, but and the reason being, number 4 there came to me with no information. So we know who Baylin McCarthy is. She's Al and Pat's grandchild. So there's a connection there. They put their, as a business entity, they put their home address, but the Department of Liquor can only issues the permit for a place. That's why it has to be at the little farm. The 4th one that came to me, that Roger Meyer, I guess my thought is I have no idea who Roger Meyer is. He put an address in St. Johnsbury, but when we have caterers, I can Google them. I can go find them. I can look on the Secretary of State. So And they send more information. Now, my question to the DLL is, if these come to, what is the select board okaying? Are we okaying a time and a place? And then you get all the information from Ryan and from Baylin. I did ask for their first class training information because that's mandatory. I have not done that with Roger because I said I'll explain it to the select board. Nothing came to me. So I can reject it and say, please send the training. I'm not sure what the select board is okaying on these limited event permits because I'm getting so little information. If it's somebody you know, we know she's over 21. We know, you know the family, you know all that stuff. And I don't. I just want to find out from DLL. Then do they like for the gap? The gap has to submit their business license, their federal ID, their tax ID, their lodging or whatever. Like I see all that. So I'm just.
So what you'd like to do is table this until you have
Well, the first Baylin, you've okayed one already, and she did adjust her times. We know who she is. She lives right up the street here. I mean, she's a relative of, I don't know if all that matters, but I'm just trying to put.
in the yeah, you've
a face
adding the
to.
perspective around.
Because a caterer, I can go check, and maybe it's just me. I don't know, but I want you to
You
know.
said, first of all, are we just approving time and place?
I'm not sure.
Or do we
The state would
do we have
dig
to
in
explore
more
further,
deeper,
find out
wouldn't
who the
they? If they.
contractor is? I think they dig in deeper after, but I want to make sure of that, isn't it? So what do you, with no information, how does the select board, okay?
Well, do we have to have that other than time and place?
Oh, that's a good question. If you feel comfortable with that and it doesn't matter who's applying, then
Well, does it matter? Do you think it matters to you?
well, it's a
What
liquor.
date?
The only
Well,
thing.
I think if it shouldn't matter, because if we're having to go through this process, and it's not that somebody, in other words, somebody somewhere there's a law of saying that we have to do this.
Yes, you are
Yeah.
the liquor
So
clerk.
I mean, it's not,
Not I'll
it's
do I'll have
not
to
no,
research it to the
no,
last degree.
yeah.
Okay, then that I
So
just want you to be aware.
which is there one here you want not to?
Well, number four, I would at least like to send it back to him and say, could you send your training
Okay.
something? I
Yeah.
mean,
Because they have to have
and legit
a
the
liquor. I mean,
documentation's
we're approving
legit.
this. We can be saying, the others we've done them before.
Yes, and it's
And we've had, but this one here,
yeah,
like you say.
we know Baylin has the liquor serving
yes,
license, which
yes.
she served up at the
Yeah.
gas.
What do you think, Jason?
Now, if it's somebody we don't know, then I would think that we want at least some minimum documentation that,
Yeah.
we don't want to give permission to a 12-year-old to serve alcohol.
No.
And it's a limited event permit, but it's under their name.
It's
So,
under their
yeah.
name and it does attach to the little farm because I asked the
Yeah, I see
questions.
it.
Some places, and I'm trying to look online to see what other towns do. This limited event permit is very new though. And I'm not getting clear
Another
answers.
question, kind of in the same line, but the town approved the Act 250 permit for the little farm, right? To match the event numbers of events with the Act 250 permits. Do these events, do we have to kind of count how many there are, even though they're not under Ryan's name or Pat Cole's name or whomever's
It's all
name?
attached to the
It's
little
attached to
farm,
the
so
little
it
farm.
has to
So how many
follow.
events so far has the little farm are up to?
Four for Ryan. This will be four for Baylin.
Not per person. I'm talking about.
Well,
Yeah, but that's they're saying they
That's
have it
a
in
total. It's a
count.
total of eight so far.
So far,
So you've got eight events
and
out of
Roger
the
would be the
14
nine.
that they can have.
Yeah.
But I wondered if the town's tracking that now that.
Well, I think it's kind of just it tracks
Yeah.
Yeah.
just because I'm aware of the Act
Yeah.
250. So,
Yeah.
and that's why the last one
Because
you had said it's four of four for
yeah, because
Ryan.
they were also allowed
so many day events and so many night events. And, you know, I was wondering if having somebody else be a caterer kind of get, you know, like Ryan had her numbers that she could cater, and now Balin has her numbers that she can.
It don't work that way.
It's attached to the farm.
Yes.
It's attached to
right,
the land.
Right, that part is attached to the
farm.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's
yeah.
it. Okay.
And the other thing is as far as keeping track of it, it's an Act 250 permit. So I think it's the state has to keep track of it.
Well, the town made, they had to come to the town.
But it's an Act 250 permit. So if they get out of compliance.
I think the town okayed it too.
The town had to change the permit.
Okay. Andy Watt was involved last year with something right. about the number of.
Okay.
It's in my head because I'm counting four, four, four. That's my. They can only have four.
Okay. I was just curious if it was,
yeah.
if it was maybe right. there.
Okay.
So I would make a motion that we approve the limited event permits for items 1, 2, and 3 on the agenda. And item 4, we request additional information from Roger Weir as to his training certificate.
I'll second that. Okay, all of them favor?
All right.
Okay, so we're down to the all set, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so overweight permit, Barrett Trucking, Valancourt Transport, can't precast, approval needed.
I make the motion that we approve Barrett Trucking overweight permit and the camp pricing, both of those, please.
Okay, we need a second.
Second.
All those in favor? I'm going to set this right here for a minute.
Do it at the end. Do it at the end.
Do it while when they're doing the
doing the book clerk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Town clerk record retention policy request for $235 for training.
So two different things, but I'd ask you to table the record retention policy because I have to actually send it to the Vermont State Archives for their own CAFE before the select board signs it, and I haven't received it back from them.
Okay.
So
we'll table this one.
Table the record retention policy. And the training is actually it's nothing through VLCT or anything, but it's more digital solutions for town clerks and technology for efficient office management and analyzing municipal record keeping and workflows, which is sort of what I'm trying to do in the vault and do that with all the data and information that we have.
Yeah.
So that's what the cost of the training
is. Online?
It's all online. It's four different. It's $50
yeah.
each. And then there's also the Vermont Municipal Clerks and Treasurers Association annual thing, April 29th. That's $35. I'd like to attend that.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the two training events for Elaine, the town clerk.
Okay. Somebody want to second it?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so are we all set with that?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is hybrid procedure, town website, and California Record sunshine scores.
So that, John, he's gone, but he saw that and sent it to me, and I sent it to you. And as you probably read, it's how municipalities provide public information and transparency of public meetings, agendas, and things like that. We receive and online and our website, and we received a 97, and I think there's 73 or 75 towns, 97 out of 100. And we were within a top 10 of 70, I think 73 or 75 towns. So I would like to ask the board, I think we're doing things okay. I was started to call all of the town clerks, as I had said, because a resident had asked for the big TV and scanning documents and sharing documents. I don't think it's necessary. And I think I would like the board to sort of make that decision that what we're doing is fine and it would
I didn't understand. You said scanning of documents that the resident was complaining or something?
She wanted us to share documents.
Oh, for the correspondence, for instance?
Online.
If we had video, we could
right.
hold them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I get that too. People say, well, I don't understand why we don't have video. And I just say, that's our decision.
Yeah. Well, it's not, yes. We made the decision to just do audio in the
right.
beginning.
Right.
But we keep, this other one keeps straggling in.
We just need to make a decision on this. This seems to be good enough.
Okay.
This is my take on it.
I make a motion that we proceed as we have in the past with audio only, as evidence by the study that we are meeting our obligations.
One second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Now let's see. Okay. So.
And thanks, Elaine. I think most of that take a bow goes to you.
I will take a bow on that because I do it all. Anyways, I've learned a lot and it's getting easier. But
did they call and question you or anything?
No, they talked to Maidstone, I think, because they were one of the hundreds.
Yeah.
And John did ask why we don't have 100. It's because we don't have Facebook and Instagram. But I'm okay with 97.
Yeah. 97. Great. Looks good to me.
We're doing fine. So we're all set to go to the Black Fly? Or is there one other study?
There's some before.
Study? No.
Hybrid meet, Zoom select.
Zoom select board meetings. Just
oh,
one.
Oh, I see. I'm,
yeah, you skipped.
Oh, I was ready to go down to that one. Okay. Zoom select board meeting.
So when Carol... I don't have a lot of times, but I am taking some trips and there will be probably two or three more times that I won't be here. And I just feel like I think Carol should be paid.
What does she request?
She didn't request anything. She hasn't said a word. I'm requesting. I think she should get the $20 an hour that Callie gets, and maybe just 2 hours, you know, let's say cap it at $40 a meeting.
Yeah.
But you know, meetings can go long, and and I'm happy to have her.
To do what you're doing right now.
To run the Zoom,
yeah,
and so that,
okay.
Yes.
So,
and she keeps track of my motions, too, which the AI is great, but it doesn't always put the right speaker. I have to go in and do that, and so I have to keep track of the motions, which is the most important thing, to make sure I get the right person.
Okay. Well, you've made a motion, and somebody wants to second it?
But did you make the motion for what, $40?
Cap it at $40.
Yeah. Oh, no, second.
Well, yeah.
Do you want to just do $40 per meeting? Is
yeah,
that...
$40 a meeting. That's right.
And Bill will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Authorized to change audio carve account administrator.
This I didn't even know it was, but Dan let me know that. I guess Peter maybe began this whole process. So
yeah.
His name is in, my name is also on there because Missy's was, and you authorized me, but I didn't realize there was a level that I guess Peter's still on that account. So I would just ask, and why? Like, should we have Isaiah be on that also?
Yeah.
Was it because of road commissioner stuff or the emergency?
What is it, the audio?
Just the phones.
Yeah, when they bought a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm when I get your own case, they allow me, they need my license, and they allow me to make the decision. And I didn't know there was another person, but Dan mentioned that he was on there. So just so we remove his name, and if you want to add a second.
Yeah, you can do that without asking him directly or anything. Yeah, you could remove his slap's name.
That would be your, yes, if the board.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's make the info motion.
Yeah. Second.
Well, do we need a second? Do we need, you know, do you want? It doesn't matter to me.
I think it's a good idea to have a second person in case we never know what's going to happen, right?
True.
If we're out of town and the phone,
if
the phone, something happened to the phones and she was out of town and somebody else had to step in and approve something with a.
Yeah, you need a second.
The other thing is, I don't mind to like go right by within 3 miles of there.
He picked up, he was able to.
I thought the phone, you see, I don't have one. I never did. So I thought you guys were using these phones just for business.
We are that.
What's this? If you know you're not here, then you know so it's a kind of an emergency.
It's
If somebody else audio.
The account administrator. So somebody who can authorize phones to be added or removed from the account.
Let's say the phones are hacked. Let's say the phones are hacked, some wacky thing, and I'm in France.
Ireland. Wherever you are.
Somebody else can do it. Okay. Can speak, you know.
Did you say that you already are the administrator?
Oh, yeah.
The board gave me permission.
Right.
To say, with their permission, to say yay or nay to something.
Okay.
So, but a second person would be good if I'm unavailable.
So I'll make a motion that we remove Peter as the second administrator and add Isaiah as the second administrator.
So, yeah.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Authorization of town accounts, road crew, and road commissioner to be on Pick and Shovel, O'Reilly, Fine Arts Store, J.B. Colton, and E.M. Brown.
So this is sort of just making it official. Are those the only account? Those are the accounts.
Yeah.
And
what is the ceiling on that account, Dan?
Ceiling? What do you mean?
I think we started out, it was 2,500. This was years ago when you first came on, and then it went up to 5,000. That account then holds that money for you to buy supplies.
I don't know what their account is. I don't know what the I don't know what the cap is.
What are you allowed to spend? What you
I'm
guys
spend like $300.
300.
Yeah.
That's the account then, right, Elaine?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you know
the road commissioner was given permission.
Yeah.
The road commissioner was given permission. I don't know if it was carte blanche or if it was but to go up to a certain amount if needed.
Yeah. So
$300 is not really a lot.
Barely buy windshield wipers for that.
So what do? You when you go to say Riley's to get a part or something, and then you know they give you a you're on their well, I guess they're not enumerated here, but Colton, you go there and then you make the acquisition and then what you turn it into a lane?
Mm-hmm. Well, I give it to Callie.
So there is no definite account then on our budget for this?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
I could go buy, I'm going to use an example, windshield wipers for $300, and I can go buy, I don't know, paint for $300. You
right.
know, it's not like, it's like one time, one purchase.
So are you asking that others be included?
Well, I think what we're mainly trying to do is just who wants to be on the account. So that way, if I needed something,
an account.
Yeah, we do.
But you said it's just a, there's no.
They have to know down there who's on the account.
Oh, they hold the
they're
account.
They're the
ones.
Yeah.
They're going to
let somebody come in there. They wouldn't let me come in there. I'm not on the account.
Right.
Yeah, they ask your name and know who you are.
Right. That's so what you want to put, have the enumerated then in
well, just
those vendors.
We had to pull Peter off, but I didn't know if you wanted to put someone else on or. How do you
well,
want
is
to do
it this whole select board, the road commissioner?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Who's the road commissioner?
Bill
and me and Bill
as well.
Oh, the two
Bill.
So why don't we,
and Bill.
Yeah, why don't we put you on, you know, you and you, right?
But sometimes, like,
Riley's on it.
You know, Isaiah's gone or done. You know,
no, too
high.
Paid in some way.
Chuck, we're got those two.
Is that all right?
No,
well, I would rather
Riley
have
and Darcy are.
I'm going to be honest. I'd rather have Darcy and Riley on it than these two because they work for the town and I send them for parts. I don't send these guys for parts.
Right. No, but
it's too. It's too
well, I know everything they're buying. It comes to me in a slip.
Dan has to sign.
I have to sign off every slip.
And it's not like they're going in buying their own thing.
Yeah,
he's sending them. Can you go get this?
Yeah.
You and Riley can't handle that, or you got to have all these commissions?
Well, no, we're just, well, we want to pull Peter off, so this is why it came
yeah.
up. And then we're like, do you want anybody else? Like, do you want these two, one of these guys, if I needed parts, be like, hey, can you go pick this up? That's all it's about. If you don't want to put them on, then don't. But I need Riley and Darcy on them. That wouldn't make sense not to.
Riley and the road commissioner?
Yeah. And Darcy, because Darcy
did. And Darcy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And up to 300, should we state that? Is that that's what
that's
you're?
Thing.
You know, there never was there. So, it was,
well, I have permission to spend
we'd
up
have
to 300.
To change it, yeah.
Yeah, the policy.
You're still talking 300 or more?
We'd have to change
We're
it.
changing the policy.
We'd have to change it in the document.
Right, but I don't know if we even had it. I had that documented, did
It's
we?
somewhere in there.
You know, I guess, where's the account?
I know Peter had told me before that Dan had up to 300 and he had up to, I think it was 25
Yeah, I think
here.
it's 2,500.
I think
But
probably
I
meant
think
somewhat.
that was in the minutes because
Yeah.
the select
But we
board
can just change
gave
that by
the.
rescinding and just if you want to, you know, you make sure that we rescind anything further what was in the minutes.
I think it's keeping up with the minutes. I think the 300 only because I know that's what the board allowed me to.
Yeah,
I
well,
couldn't
if
be
we want to add
overbearing,
more
but
to it.
oh yes.
To the amount that would be allowed within a certain amount of time or what? I mean, if we don't have
I think
an account.
we're digging into this way too deep and spending too
Yeah.
much time on
No,
it. I'm just saying.
I want to know how many people are going to be
Right.
charging money
All I know is I
on
want to
a
take Peter
project.
off and then me, Darcy, and Riley, keep them on there. And if you guys want to add these
So
guys,
how
go
many
ahead.
guys
It'd
are
be
on there
helpful.
now?
Three.
One, two, three,
So
four,
the
five.
way this works is
Yes, sir.
you could go down and get up to $300 one day, and you could go back the next day and get up to $300.
But there's oh,
It's it's
these
there
people.
it's
There's
a
five people. And
they
Bill's
can't
also
go
a
in.
commissioner. Let's add Bill too.
Well, that's what we're just talking about.
I think Bill's are the only accounts because he's on for the cemetery,
Cemetery.
which would theoretically fall into the town anyway. So.
Well, it just works because, I mean, it's fine for you three to be on it, but it should be somebody else because let's say you had a disaster and you really need somebody else to do some labor. That's it. You know, I've seen
Yeah,
it.
see, you know, the amount should be
Yeah.
specified in the top, you know, for what interval. This is good for 6 months, or you know, it's this.
This is an open account. He can go in and buy up to $300 at one whack. And then the next day, he can go back and buy $300 the next day. You know, and what you're getting at is how often can they go back?
Well,
Well,
basically, like
it's
the
a.
2,500 they were talking about, that would be like if a culvert washed out and someone had to run
And
the,
that wasn't the road crew, that was the road commissioner.
if someone had to run the derby and get
Yeah.
a 18-inch culvert, you don't want to be saying, oh, I can only spend
I mean, this
$300.
has been this way for I don't know how long, but
It's nothing new.
no.
No. Actually, and I'm the
So,
only foreman that has a $300 spending limit. All the other foremen, it's their.
just what?
I'm the only foreman that has a $300 spending limit. You
All
can't
the
buy
others are
anything.
what?
They just go buy what they need.
Yeah, like if you need a drum of oil,
Yeah.
it's going to be more
Yeah.
than.
And I've always bought a drum of oil. That's what makes no sense to me, is I can go buy a drum of oil for $1,000, but I can't spend $300. I
So,
order a
what do
load
you
of
do then?
I order
Ask them for
it.
more money?
No, I just order
Ask
it.
the
Same
utility.
thing.
Salt and
Same
all
thing
that.
as salt.
Yeah.
That's
It's
1,000,
just,
2,000. It
you know,
makes no
this
sense.
creeping all the time. You know, we need to get, we need more money. We need more money. Now we need more people to spend
I was
more
trying to
money.
pull Peter off
So,
it
you
so
know,
that way.
just for the rough highway. I mean, we got all of these requests of money that are coming in continuously now.
This is the way it's been, though, just so you know, we're just trying
No,
to
it
get it
hasn't
on
been this way. We're
paper.
adding more people.
No, I will
Yeah.
tell you, this is the way it's been since I've been here.
We
So,
just
and if somebody leaves the road crew,
we're
I
adding
call.
this fellow and possibly Bill.
Oh, well, we're taking off
And you're
Peter,
taking off
though.
Peter.
Yeah, so to take off Peter,
And
add one of
Darcy's been
these.
added. We didn't know
Yeah.
that.
Darcy's
Darcy's
been
on there
added for
too.
20 years.
Darcy's been around for
Yeah,
more than that.
But I
Yeah, I
didn't know
don't.
he was,
Darcy's
though.
been around
I
for
didn't know
40
he was on
years, just
this
about.
He was
Yeah.
not when he had this
Is his
stolen.
name with
So,
J.B.
why don't
Colton?
we? Yeah,
Darcy's
let's
name with
address.
J.B. Colton?
Yeah, because
Yeah.
he has to get,
Yeah,
he
yeah.
used to have to get
Well,
stuff for the
let's
transfer
address the
station,
item that's on
and then
that.
sometimes I
Yeah.
would, or
Yeah,
it
why
would
don't we just
them.
go ahead and
Yeah.
address. So I'll make a motion that we remove Peter and add Isaiah on the accounts
Okay.
as outlined in the agenda. I'm not going to read them all.
Okay. Remove Peter and add Isaiah, and then I'll sort of.
To the accounts listed
Yeah.
on the meeting agenda.
And keep the road.
Well, no adjustments to
No
the
changes. Okay.
no additional changes
Okay.
at this time.
So that's Jason made the motion.
Okay, yes.
No.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? I vote no.
Okay.
My vote is no.
I always put that in when you do, Mary.
Okay.
We never asked for objections, though. All those in favor?
Yes, I don't have any. You know, this
I can vote no.
Yeah, it's honest. Yeah,
you voted no.
You're right.
That's right.
Okay, so
next one,
municipal offices statute 24 VSA 961,
and this is the vacancy, that the possible vacancy, I guess, with the cemetery commission. I spoke to Bill about. So I didn't know if you. I sent you guys the letter that Jim suggested. If there's no other, I challenged him as a voter because that ballot came back and
no response.
No response. And right. The BCA, I have to go to the BCA to challenge. So I followed that procedure. But then I had called Secretary of State and they sent me this statute, which I wasn't aware of. And
yeah, and I sent him a text the other day and he didn't answer me.
So I guess if you want, I sent you the letter. So if you wanted to, and then he wrote out what, you know,
this next steps.
Next steps. And he's got 30 days for that. So it's not going to happen overnight.
Does that letter need, I didn't know, I read the letter, but does that need to be sent certified?
It should be.
Proof of.
It should be to his old address and to that Liberty Street address. And he said, if I have an email, I'll search. Maybe there's one in there. Certified return receipt requested. Yes.
Okay, so we need a motion on that?
For you to, I yeah, would.
Okay, decision.
Yeah. To send the letter to Stephen, yeah, we should have.
I'll make a motion to send the letter to Steve Davenport about the cemetery commission
vacancy position.
Possible. He could say, I want to stay.
Yeah. His kids still living down over.
He lives in Orleans.
Yeah, but his kids. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm for or against it.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
I don't know him. I didn't know they were. I don't know. But...
I think. No, I haven't heard. I haven't talked to her.
You might know it'd be his house.
Yeah.
He lived there.
Yeah.
But. I don't know if we want to take it by far.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. There should be enough once.
Okay. No.
Once we
just said he might be doing
one. Yeah.
Okay.
Send down this letter to him and see if we get any response.
Oh, are there two of these? I think I put two in that pile.
What was that?
So that I could send two, or is a copy okay?
I have a copy here, but that's it.
So that I didn't know if, because I'm sending it to two addresses, I didn't know if I should have the actual signatures on both of them.
Oh,
or if I could just make a copy. If I'll
a copy can work.
I'll do a copy.
We don't have to sign this one, too.
No, I'll make a copy of it. So.
Okay. So, are we all done with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, I think I was going to go down to Black Live. Run.
Yeah, that's the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think I lost. Oh well. Anyways, so I had sent you that they're accepting donations in the name of the town. I did. You had asked me to just look into it. I asked VLCT, and they said this part's okay. But they asked if on our donations, which you have mentioned before, if the board is saying specifically it goes to the general fund, or if the Black Fly does give a donation, I think the select board has to say where these are going. The bike, the run guy, if you want it just in the general fund, which it could go anywhere, or if you want it to go to roads, because that's sort of what.
That's what they made it sound.
And that's what we sort of asked about. Yeah. So that was VLCT's.
They were making it as a road issue.
Yes.
So they wanted to put it in the road department. Hey, Dan, what do you think?
or you can decide, but I think they also wanted to make sure if the donation is not the policy, but if it's across the board, that's what they're looking at, that you're not asking one and not the other. And
Okay.
then it should go in a certain pot.
Chaplain? Donation. The donation will go to tap
Oh.
pay for the lavatories. Is that the
Oh,
big
well, on
deal?
that one, probably that's what you had. So
Black
I,
fly?
yeah, the black
Yeah,
fly,
the black fly, yeah.
it was the use of the roads is what was brought up. So
Okay.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on that or if you
Did they ask us to specify where that donation was going?
VLCT, thank you for. Does the town have any policy or ordinance re regulating the events? And do you waive event fees? No, we don't have event fees yet. And they filled out the policy. And that's their concern if you're waiving fees
For
that are
walking
set in
paths, right?
place. Yeah. And then it says, is the select board going to direct that donations be made for a stated person? So they can only be used for the stated purpose. So they can only be used for that purpose, or will donations just go into the general fund? He's just throwing these thoughts out.
I think the one where you're gonna have to wave, that's kind of like a murky.
Yeah.
I
I think
think you
it's,
should set fees. That's
well, I'm
my
just saying
thought.
that if you wait, well, if you have so many different ones, then you got to treat everybody the same.
Same.
But all of a sudden, if you end up making a misstep, and then somebody catches you on it,
I think that's why the donation thing for now has been kind of the key, because you get one that's they're not donating a lot, but the next one's donating a whole bunch. It ends up in the wash. But because they're advertising it
Yeah,
for
as
the
the
roads, that's the if they hadn't put that wording in there, if they would have just said Town of Westmore, it would have been a cleaner.
town. But when we asked, that was what for
Yeah,
the
see
use of
that.
the
Maybe
roads
next time it
and
should be
community
can I see it? I want to read that
community
again.
spaces, or toward.
Did we ever find that fund that was set up several years ago for, I think it was 5,000?
You keep the Subaru thing.
Pardon?
What was,
Remember
were
that
you
was
here for
the
that for the race? What's the guy's name?
ice road, ice
Oh,
fires?
like your name. Is it
Jason
Travis
Petracco.
Pastrana? Yeah,
Thank
Isaiah is
you.
like your name.
Yeah. That's what I
So,
wanted to.
yeah.
Did we ever find that fund? That yeah.
The
I
fund's up, it's
don't.
right beside your ARPA funds.
Yeah, I don't know what it's earmarked for, so I.
That was before you were
Yeah,
attacked.
well,
Okay,
yeah.
yeah.
But that's a reason you might
Well,
want to put the funds in a special
so it
spot.
just sort of got eaten up, probably in a general fund or
Je ne
something.
sais pas,
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that was a big one. It was 5 grand.
5,000. Part of that surplus.
Yeah.
That could be used for swimming lessons.
What?
There you
There's
go.
$5,000
There you
from
go.
that could be used for swimming lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was written up by them for us to
They're
okay.
not sure what exists based on the
Not even to, they're already posting it, so you can't okay it. It's already
Hired
out there.
already.
Okay. Well, if we take no action and they do donate, well, we'll just
Yeah.
take the
Okay. Yeah.
donate.
Yeah,
That's
because
all.
it's already out there.
If they've already done that.
So,
Yeah, and this
how can
one,
you take action on something that's already happened?
right.
We can put it in Dan's budget for if it goes to a local road.
Yeah.
But that is a good thought about the $5,000.
Question.
It just got, put in general
It could
fund.
go for swim
The
lessons.
or this donation here that
Yeah.
says roads and
Right?
stuff.
Yeah, it's in the fund somewhere.
This one, because it says
We
roads
need
and stuff,
a
you can use
line
it
in our
toward that
budget for that.
$10,000
It's
for the
called
scoping
fund, a
grant.
donation.
Well, she
Yes.
did say Black Fly
Okay.
John must have.
Well,
Yeah,
that
you
know what I
got
mean?
it.
No, I
Yeah.
asked about it.
The
Did we
next
find that
fall, yeah.
money?
Fall when it's in the
What?
budget. I
Yeah.
know I've
Yeah.
heard at least it gets you
They
out
put
of
that,
the for this year.
And we can find out
yeah,
where to find it. I think
yeah.
they're gonna
I
do
would,
some kind of
yeah. I
auction
think it went
thing
into
is how
the
they're gonna
general
do
fund
it.
in
Because
certain
I've heard
fields.
Ryan
So if
talking to
it's in the
people
general
about
fund, they
donating
want the
stuff
swim
and then they're gonna
lessons, that's where
auction
the
it
money's
off
coming. Well, I
after. Yes,
guess.
they do it every year, but it used to be
Yeah.
for other reasons. And this year they must
Right.
have said, oh, we'll do
I
it
think
for
I
the
also
10th.
asked John
So.
once a long time ago if he saw that. Anyway, we're
Okay, are we all set?
I think you're all set. If it'll just go in the general fund is what I'm assuming, and I think that
yes.
So what else do we got here that I missed?
Turn the page. We're already halfway down.
Old business. We are right down to Dan.
So I guess David White sent in his sweeping proposal. I was trying to get a couple towns together to rent a sweeper to save money. But that's up to what you guys want to do.
I don't know if I sent this to you. It's not very much.
It's an hour. It's hourly.
Oh, but how many hours he didn't put on there?
No, most of the time it's a couple thousand.
Yeah, like 1600.
Yeah, and that's only the partial amount. He does the full town every road. It's about $3,000.
I like that thought, though. It's a good thought to coordinate, collaborate with some other towns.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. I thought I had three towns to do it, but I think it looks like we're only going to have two towns to do it. If we have three towns to do it, it's about $520 a town. And if we have two towns, it's about $780.
Is that rental for one day, each town?
It'd be a five. So if we did a 5-day rental, it's $800 for the rental and then $360. Either them bring it up and pick it up, or if we can get a trailer, one of the towns, like if we use one of our trucks and use one of the trailers, we can go get it. I don't think it saves a whole lot of money then just for them to deliver it. But I'm just trying to figure it
was
out.
Was it a sweeper tows behind the truck?
No, it's a drive sweeper, like one of the ones that you see, like Pike or one of the other people use, one of the big ones. That's one of them.
Who has that?
Sunbelt Rentals down in Barrie.
Like Orleans Village usually gets one, don't they? You have talked to those guys?
I don't know what they get.
Martin Village probably wants you to go down and rent for them.
No, I think they hire it done. They hire it done, same thing. Most every town hires it done because there's just so much upkeep and buying and keeping a room.
Are you going to go with the two that said, yeah, let's get together or what? The two.
That's why I'm bringing it to you guys, which guys kind of wanted to do.
Does that cost that you
we have to decide
said for two towns, does that sweep all of our roads or just the main ones?
All of them. We'd have a whole day with it.
Okay.
So
and we could so how much is it day. For a day there?
So for the machine itself, it's $360 a day. If you rent it for 2 days, you said you might as well keep it for five because it's $800.
Yeah.
So if you're almost 400, 400, your 2 day rentals, you're almost 5 day rental.
2 days for us?
It'd be 1 day for us.
So how much is it to bring it in
for us? It just depends on how many towns I can get to do it. If I get three towns to do it, it's about 520. If not, it's 780 a town. So,
but you have one other town that you're definitely sure.
I think so. Yeah.
So yeah.
But even if we did it ourselves, I mean, we're roughly like $1,200 to do the whole town. Is that what I came up with? $1,100.
Yeah, roughly.
About $1,100 if we just did it ourselves. So.
No, still be a few hundred dollars less than
that.
And what it's do traditionally
the whole,
been.
Yeah, and we'll do the whole town and not just partial, because normally he just does by the beach.
Yeah.
The other town, I think the third town I was hoping for, I think they're buying their own sleeper. There's one on Facebook Marketplace for $2,500 right now. I think they're going to buy that, which maybe down the road we can kind of like pitch in with them to like update their.
We don't do the maintenance work on it, but
yeah, no, he'd do the maintenance. He just asked for like if something was like he had to buy new bristles if we went halves or something, we could use it, and then but that's down the road. That's not
that can't be bad.
It can get expensive.
You
fast.
Can be sweeping with it. They can sweep with it. We get it. We sweep with it. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, something blows up.
Yeah.
Well, it was on your clock. You fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just really. What you guys want to do. If you want us to do it ourselves, we'll do it ourselves. And if I can get
I would think doing it ourselves and get if you can get another town involved.
And... It just saves that much more money.
Okay.
If not, it'll be about $1,100 to
if you can't, then it's still cheaper than having somebody else do it.
Yeah.
So why don't we have a motion on that? Have Dan proceed with that.
Yeah. I'll make a motion for Dan to proceed with renting a sweeper. If we can with another town, great. If not, proceed.
Nice.
Collaboration, I'll second it.
Yeah, because what they would do is we just like kind of split it, and then they pay half and we pay half, then our insurance is all the same. They just have to cover that for their days. But
okay.
It's pretty simple.
Okay, all in favor?
To rent a sweeper with another town, but if they don't go through, he'll still rent the sweeper?
Yes.
Okay. With another, or with, okay.
With not another town.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So then what's the next?
Must be I'll just letter to participate in the municipal road.
And that's
Right.
one we do every year, right, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
And
amazing.
they let you know, you decide
Yeah, I
with
just
Eric or somebody.
yeah, it's starting to get harder and harder to do it. So because we're almost caught up on our segment. So
Or is that the hydrologically?
yeah. Any grant we pretty much get other than like if we get like yeah, so like the Better Back Roads grant and same thing with that grant. It has to be in the MRGP.
Oh,
And it
yeah.
has to be failed in the or it can't pass in order to do work there. So
David after something here.
A select board, he usually does, the chair usually
Yeah, I'll
does.
make motion that we sign the letter of intent to participate in the GIA program.
I'll second.
All in favor.
So I think
Aye.
we've got a
Did you start anything on the across from Burton Hinton's of getting rid of that
I
road?
haven't got to there yet. No. So I gotta do that one and then we gotta do the Tower Lane one. But that takes quite a while. I was waiting until
We caught up with all the hydrologically
almost. We're about
yes.
five, I think the five segments
Thank
out.
you very
I think
much.
we're
See this?
What's that?
Pretty
Oh, when you
caught
brought
up
up the
this
phone.
morning.
Yeah, we're about five segments out.
And he said you gotta get it approved or looked at by
Oh,
somebody
what?
else.
No, we just. I looked in back into the thing today and
Yeah.
we they redid ours last year.
It
It was
just they
legit.
redid it
Yeah.
last year.
Yeah, they
Okay.
did. Yeah, I
Oh,
looked in
good.
the
Yeah.
thing because actually it was weird because they did some of it earlier and some of it later. Like for some reason they did La Crosse Lane in September.
Yeah.
And then some of the other stuff was done in like June, I think, or something like
So
that.
that permit, they gave me permission last, anyways, it's due end of this month, but I always have to ask you, we're
Yeah,
caught
we're
up,
kind of,
so I can attest to
because a lot of
that.
times what I'll do is we work through the summer and then when I
It
get
was good,
downtime in the
Dan, though,
fall.
for years. It was really good. You got it up to almost
Yeah, we're almost completely caught up.
great. Yeah.
So we got to fail one segment up here so that way I can get a grant for it next year. So,
What up?
so
But
that was
it's
our
one
culvert's
site
gone
not
bad.
hidden.
Yeah,
Was
the culvert's going bad. So we have to just got to go in and fill it and then
yeah.
we'll be able to get that,
Yeah.
I think a category C or something next year.
Great.
Hopefully, or at
Good,
least
good.
apply for it. I don't know if we'll get it, but.
So, are we all set on that? Okay, backhoe fenders.
So, the backhoe didn't, just like the same thing with the mirrors, backhoe didn't come with fenders. I'm worried about rocks coming up and hitting the front windows.
They just rubber fenders, you mean?
Yeah, or then no, I think this was like a plastic fender that comes from Cat. But the whole fender in the bracket was like $1,700. I didn't know it was going to come without them.
Pair,
Yeah, for the pair, not each. I didn't know it was going to not come without mirrors or fenders, but I guess they don't.
yeah.
So I was seeing if you guys wanted us to buy them. Like I said, I'm worried about rocks coming up and hitting the front windows where they sit, because it throws stuff all over them. So
Yeah.
it was just I talked to him about it, and we both were on the same page to bring it to everybody, so that
Is
way,
that all four fender?
no,
Or
it's just the
just the
two, just
front?
the front two.
The front or
Yeah,
back ones? Okay.
yeah, the back ones are behind
Yeah.
there.
The
So
glass is, those stones kind of hitting the glass.
that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
And like I said, I didn't know it didn't come with fenders. I mean, I would think
Oh,
that's pretty
the
standard.
pictures all had them.
I thought it was pretty standard. And so,
I would complain to them now.
you what? Yeah, right. Oh,
No.
he didn't, even when I complained, it didn't have mirrors. He's like, yeah, no, it's just an add-on. I'm like, okay. So, but kind of wanted to put it to you guys. And so that way, then, if you guys do decide to do it, it wasn't like, oh, you spent $1,700 on a machine that we already bought and it looks bad. So that's fine.
Okay, what's
I make a motion to approve the front fenders for the backhoe.
Well, second
it. Okay.
And at 1700 for the
Yeah, it
pair.
was shy of that, but I
Okay.
like to round it
Up to
out. Just,
1700.
yeah, I think it's 1665 or 85, but
We'll say up to
yeah,
1700. Where are you
1700.
going to get those?
Right out of Cat. You got to get
Oh,
special brackets and everything.
okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to say too much, but.
I can't believe it didn't come with it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All in favor?
Bye.
Aye. Dan, those fenders,
Yeah.
With no emotion, but I've never had any good luck with them.
No?
No. They get to vibrating. They're plastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
We shouldn't buy them.
Huh?
We
No, you
should.
got to have something.
Yeah, you have to have something.
You have to have something, but let's see how good they made them.
And make
Yeah, we'll
them.
see. And
We'll see.
if they're if they don't come out that, like if there's something does rattle and they break, we can at least we get all the like parts and everything else. We'll try to fabricate our own. But
Yeah, fabricate out of
so
metal.
do they wrap around the fender, or are they just like a mud flap?
They should wrap quite a ways around
See,
it.
they basically come like they just come down around like that. And then this comes down low enough so that if this tire's spinning, it doesn't spit anything here. But the brackets are usually they're just a piece of steel that holds goes down and bolts on the inside, and then comes up over and it has a couple one bracket on the top, one down here, and then they have two screws or two bolts on here and here and here and here. And then that's that. Now we'll see how close I am on it.
If they're plastic, they rattle, huh?
Well, it's just plastic. I mean, you're
Yeah.
going down the road. You got tractor tires, and I mean that's the nature of the. Yeah, I've had some that last for years. I've had some that
Didn't last much at
you
all.
know all about it, don't you, Isaiah? Yeah. Okay, we need to move on. We don't need to do.
We're getting
We're all
there.
set with
Doing
it.
very good.
Yeah. Okay, so local citizen visitors, questions and with discussion. Any?
No,
No,
nobody's on here.
good. Okay, so we're done with that one. Now, correspondence.
Just that the Charleston Hazard Mitigation Plan, like John and we had done ours last year, it's available for review. They just sent us that information if you choose to look at it. And I think I forwarded it to you, but the Jen's Westmore Education Survey results, if people are interested. And then the PUC regarding Vermont Wind LLC letter, order regarding letter of credit was issued. It's a decommissioning, so it gets pretty complicated. That's the wind towers. The town was a party way back when, so we keep getting on that one.
So,
I have one quick question.
okay.
Has anybody else noticed the telephone poles with it? Looks like a tower on top of them.
There's two of them up, one on your road and then one
There's
further.
also some up here on Hinton
There
Hill.
are more up here. They're not radio frequency
Where
stuff. It's not.
no, but
But I don't know why they are there.
are they transmitters for the one up at Allen Cole's?
There's electrical boxes on them, but
it's just like a big telephone pole, and then on
Well,
top
when did they put
there's
these in?
They put the one in on Stevens
on Stevens
Lane about a
Lane
month or so,
about a
a
month
month
or
and a
so
half
ago.
ago.
And where's the other one? The other one's up around John Perkins' place. You see that one up there?
And then there's
And
one
then
up
there's
on
another
Hinton
one
Hill.
on Hinton Hill.
So they're
So,
boxes. If we look up, they're
yeah,
boxes.
it's a telephone pole with no wires connect, like draping from pole to pole. But
We
there's a
should call
stamped steel
that. Who's that
box
guy, the
with two
Barton guy, the
prongs
electric guy, who called me about the
on the very
power being
top, and
out?
then
What
two
was his name?
stainless steel
Chris?
boxes on the
Yeah,
bottom.
Chris,
He might know what they
he
are.
might know. Are they going to
He
start
might know
switching
what
over
they
to
are.
two electric or the
Wireless?
wireless meters, maybe?
I don't know.
Might be
We
part
don't
of it.
know. We don't
I
know.
didn't know
Who
if somebody
Chris
else
knows?
was.
Spartan Electric?
But
Yeah, I got a problem with that.
You did, me too. You bet it was the same guy. What?
I gotta say that no.
Who?
It was a 40 minute call. Oh,
Rick
about the same as
Harvey?
mine. Huh? Well,
Rick
yeah.
calls me all the time.
I know he does.
He doesn't call me. I feel left
Oh,
out.
did
I
I told him, I
know.
said, call Isaiah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Right after he called David,
He
he
said,
said,
I said, call Isaiah.
yeah.
He
Okay,
told me.
we don't need to bring up all of that.
Yeah. I tried to tell him, why at the town meeting no one stood up for this position? No one. I said, you're so concerned, stand up and get on the select board.
He wasn't there.
Nope, he wasn't.
What?
He wasn't there.
Yeah.
No, not this
Oh,
time.
yeah.
But he's on the phone, I'm telling you,
Oh,
with
yeah.
it's all of us.
Okay. Well, we don't need to talk about that anymore. We just need to move on, get
I think
done.
we're almost done,
I'm
right?
looking
Yeah,
for an
all
8 o'clock
right. Well, you
adjournment.
did good.
Okay.
Okay.
Approval of the minutes of the prior meeting.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I was just reading what
we Then we're going to move on to doing.
Oh, I send it that way. Put lines for you, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Line select orders.
Rather the sign
payroll
above and below.
Payroll.
Yeah, I'm going to. You.
There's room. Some of them you can squeeze in like that letter.
Is that just the one?
Just one. It was long, but there's space too. I kind of did it like Isaiah, so you can read it a bit. Mine was squished up, but
yeah.
I kind of.
Yeah, Jason, you're not signing anything anymore. So that was the minute.
See my horses. That one big draw.
No, so your house?
Not my house, but they're my horses.
They're Beth's.
Yeah,
you like them too?
I bought that one.
Oh, when did you start?
Oh, I don't do that.
Well, he hasn't started either. He's got another
one. Oh, for your dog. Oh, very nice, Dan.
That's a big horse.
I know.
Yeah, hers is big. Yeah, hers is like a giraffe.
Is this the barn? You board them?
Yeah,
somewhere?
We board them. Yeah, up in Harrisburg.
Okay, so on.
He's a big giraffe. He's like 16'2", I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you find farriers now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same guy that's been doing it for years, I guess.
The guy I had doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I have a question on the ramp thing. It says Grant with Cynthia. Is that the town?
I would think so.
And John is responsible. And David was down here. Project name is
$45 to have it be done. Not even like that. $35, $40.
Yeah,
not bad, really. I mean,
do you run shoes on them or no shoes?
One we will this summer, and then depends on her meathead. Depends, kind of a meathead. So last year he had to have shoes because his soles were too soft.
Hermie, is that his name? Is that what you're saying?
Meathead. I call him meathead. That's a good word I call him.
What are we correct?
The one I can say out loud.
Great name.
When we first got him, he had a kind of a kicking and a biting problem. So
yeah, okay.
Route 5-8 scoping study, is that what you would call the project?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And hopefully my horse turns 5, we can have a little bait.
You never talk about real horses. You talk about that.
Yeah.
Is your horse, that hers isn't a stallion, is it?
No.
You know, so it's.
We have to get, yeah, somebody else who's no stallions at the barn.
Is her mare any good to ride?
Mm-hmm.
Or the mare?
Yeah.
That's that. The mare is yours?
Yeah, the one I got for Lexi. That's her barrel horse.
The mare we had was just some miserable animal.
You got a couple of horses now?
Yeah, I've had them for a while.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. I don't
know. Are they riding horses? Or are they draft horses? Or
no, they're riding horses. Now, my daughter.
Your form is all that, all the tack and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we went to a company came up out of the UK and did a photo shoot with Beth. On one of the horses.
Right.
She got a free saddle and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just had to bring the horse down there so they could do photos. And
I trained two of mine to pull a buggy.
Yep.
But then one found him right after I got him trained.
Yeah.
You know what, I forgot to sign something.
Mm-hmm.
I got on.
We're going to do a lot of traveling, I think, this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I got on a horse for the first time in September.
First time been on a horse?
First time I've ever been on a horse.
They're a neat animal. I liked having them, but.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I don't get on.
What?
I don't ride them.
Ganya, you know where he is up on 58?
Yeah.
Girlfriend
they do.
Has horses. She buys and sells, so she
Beth, my daughter,
got me on one.
girls.
Yeah.
We used to ride. We had four of them at one time.
I had control issues, so telling a 800-pound animal what to do and having it not listen to me was
traumatic.
Took a little bit of.
You get the right horse though, and you don't. You just touch it with your knee, and it does what you want.
Making on the paper.
Okay. Thank you.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, her mayor is super good. Like, I can't even believe it. No. For 30, well, she just turned 4 the other day. But
mine was the most miserable. I mean,
according to Althea, your horse is eating a lot.
My horse is eating a lot. They ain't my horse. They feed a lot.
They waste a lot, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you guys got them hay bags over there. There's not a lot of weights.
That went a long ways. So you put them in a hay bag, and then you put them in like around like a pig, you know, the pig panels.
Yeah.
So you take one of pig panels, and then you put the hay in, the hay net, throw them there. They're not much waste.
No.
They're pretty good. They were doing a lot of waste when they weren't in the hay nets.
Yeah. The hay nets aren't cheap, but they're worth their weight.
These ones were only
hay nets.
I want to say these were only like $40 or something, $50 on one.
But either way, they pay for themselves in a short time.
Yeah.
In my experience, the horses is not good.
Mine either. I end up on the ground every time.
No, so I used to have to use them in the woods.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
I always wanted to do that. That's the always wanted to log with the horses.
You never had good luck with
that. That was like maybe 13, 14 years old. Yeah.
Actually, Mark Farrell still does that.
Huh?
Mark Farrell still does it with horses.
Yeah. You just don't want to be on the right, wrong side of the log when you're going down through.
Oh, I bet.
Select voters.
Yeah. Well, that's why you say a lot of the old time horse loggers always had one or two fingers missing.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up a chain and the horse takes up and
ready. Sounds horrible.
The log can switch and come right over the top of you. Yeah. Okay. We don't need this.
My grandfather always said if you want to log with the animal, get team of oxen. Hey.
Mules work the best, Bill.
He liked that. He said oxen were good because they're slow moving and you don't worry.
They're not flighty.
Yeah.
And it's smarter than you are.
It's amazing the price of where horses have gone over the last 3 to 5 years. It is wild. Oh, yeah.
I've seen some of the Facebook auctions where the Amish are having one pair, dapple gray, like Belgians. No, they weren't Belgian. They were fur drones. They were like 120,000.
Yeah,
they were a beautiful pair of horses.
Yeah, you can dump some serious money in a horse.
Yeah. And then after you buy them, you can put a lot of money into holding them. Mine were old horses.
Because I still got 12.59 and 12.56.
I thought I could find my daughter a horse for like 2,000 or 3,000. No, they weren't happening. Yeah, if you get like a trained barrel horse and things are 12 to sky's the limit.
Does she barrel race?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be going. Oh, I think there's like 2 or 3 different shows that we got to go to. Places.
Does she do one where she shoots the balloons or the pistol?
No. Yeah, there's some Castleton
this year. Oh, there.
I think we might go to New York.
Hey, look. Barton, right here.
Then over towards St. Johnsbury. The New Hampshire.
I'd like to see that barrel racing. I watch it on video some. And
yeah. I'll text you when I had the one down to Barton, so it's easy right there.
Yeah. I'd like to
see I love that. When I first got with Beth, she did like, and like you do the in hand or you like kind of walk around and there's a judge that judges you. That's me. I wasn't.
Yeah.
And then when I found out about the barrel racing, I like that.
Yeah.
I'll watch that. That keeps me entertained for the day.
Yeah, that would be.
So when they fall, they go sailing.
And when the horse cuts the corner, too. Sure.
But yeah, the in-hand thing. And it's hard to, like, the in-hand thing, I always figured out when we were there, it was like, what barn you were at. That's who would score. If we went to, like, one, Girl couldn't even ride the horse. I mean, the horse was wild, and she still placed second. I don't know how. But
Yep.
I think
at
we
least
still
with
need
barrel racing
that
and stuff, it's all time, so you can't
four
you
six.
can't cheat. I mean, tons of
That,
time.
yeah.
four six.
The other ones,
BP and DS.
just those two.
Okay, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I think you had already did those.
Do you have any 4-6? Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, okay. Bill.
Yeah, well, you gotta sign this
Oh,
one first.
right. Maybe this for you.
You guys get your training in for your going
Who is
gravel
it?
pits? No.
It is.
From earlier.
Oh, you had to
He's
prepay.
not
Yeah,
brand
I
new,
would
but
say
it was
it's. I don't even know. Yeah, it's
6:20.
20. There's, I think it's 28. The 29th is the round table, and the 6th of May is Barry.
Just so you're aware of the.
My health is not a problem.
I hope not either.
I don't know what happens if there is. It says I'm
Okay.
running another meeting. I don't know if maybe it's recording. It's
Yeah.
I opened it.
Somebody's on who's unidentified.
Carol was
Mother
tried
trying.
to get on earlier
Oh.
and she said it. I didn't notice until just now. She said she wasn't able to click on.
Maybe that's why it's been so quiet tonight.
I know, but then what happens?
I
I
think
don't
that's the
know. Here
only
we
time
are
somebody
saying,
else has been
here we
successful.
are saying we gotta not it.
But you know what? It's recorded either way. They can look back.
Oh, it is recorded,
Yeah.
yes. Okay.
Sometimes there's going to be technical difficulty.
Okay.
Recording
Okay,
is
what else?
on.
So you're all set, Mary
Yes, I
Mona?
am,
And
sir. And
you?
you? Are you all
Oh yeah.
set?
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, the next meeting we'll have the bids for the
Oh, I haven't gotten anything for the
they
power.
should start coming in. A few
Yeah.
people have
And I
called.
said, oh, okay.
P5 call.
Yeah, I talked to a guy the other day, and then D&D is interested. Another company had a, I can't remember who it was called. So.
Why is Orleans or Barton not responsible for fixing it because it's underground versus overhead?
Probably more or
Yeah,
less,
they
yeah.
just go to the meter.
Yeah, they
The
go to the meter
meter's in the
too.
woods there. And
Okay, so up to the meter is still good. It's from the meter
Back to
to
the shack.
that's
Yeah.
not okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll
Yeah.
settle
Yeah.
that. Unfortunately.
I think everybody's done
Makes
it.
sense, Andrew.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess we
Anybody
need to entertain
make
a
a motion
motion.
to adjourn?
No, we have to
No,
approve these
we have to
two.
approve them. We
All
did
of
the
them.
minutes, didn't we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so look for a motion to approve the payroll of 7 and select orders.
I'll second it.
All of the
I
payroll.
we already did the minutes, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who made the motion? I know you said David.
David
Yeah.
did.
I guess.
You said
It
it,
sounded like
so
a pretty good one.
yeah. I
A
was
good one.
gonna.
Okay, so are we all done?
I
Is
think so.
that it, everybody?
Yep.
Okay, so we're entering a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
All
Aye.
right.
We're done.
Good job, David. Get us through
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah. Well, I
Two weeks from now, it's 1 hour and 45.
don't know.
It all depends.
You didn't even want to push it to an hour and a
Big,
half?
no, I
Yeah.
you'll see. I
Baby
mean, no,
step.
baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps, right.
And that's what it's
Okay,
been, you
an hour and a
know.
half. Okay.